Thailand's draft casino bill now ready for public scrutiny. Thailand's Council of State has initiated a significant step towards the potential legalization of casinos within the country by releasing a draft bill for public scrutiny. The proposed legislation, known as the Complete Entertainment Business Act BE, is now open for feedback until August 18. This 22-page document details the framework for establishing large-scale entertainment complexes that include casinos. It marks a pivotal shift in Thailand's approach to gambling and entertainment. The draft bill envisions the creation of a venue policy panel, which will be chaired by the Prime Minister, indicating the high level of governmental oversight and involvement envisaged. Additionally, the establishment of a regulatory body is proposed to ensure that the operations of these venues adhere to strict standards and regulations. Private companies interested in operating such venues must demonstrate significant financial backing, with a minimum paid-up capital requirement set at ₱10 billion, $285 million United States dollars. According to the draft, the cabinet has recommended that any casino resort developments should allocate no more than 5% of the total project area to gaming facilities. The remaining space is to be dedicated to complementary amenities, including hotels and various entertainment offerings. This stipulation aims to ensure that the integrated resorts offer a diverse range of attractions beyond gambling, potentially enhancing their appeal to a broader audience. The draft legislation also suggests that these projects could be structured as joint ventures between the government and private entities. This model would be akin to the concession system employed in Macau, one of the world's most renowned gambling destinations. Such a partnership could provide a framework for sharing investment costs, risks, and benefits, aligning the interests of both public and private stakeholders. Draft framework only the beginning. While the draft bill has outlined the broad strokes of the proposed legislation, many details remain to be finalized, including the exact number and locations of the integrated resorts, IRs. Speculation has included various potential sites, ranging from the capital city of Bangkok to popular tourist destinations like Pattaya, Phuket, Rayong, and Chiang Mai. The selection of these locations will be a critical factor in determining the success and impact of the IRs on Thailand's tourism and economy. Financial analysts, including those from Maybank, have projected that Thailand could see the opening of its first IRs by the year 2029. This timeline suggests a cautious and measured approach to the development and implementation of the casino industry within the country. The introduction of IRs holds the promise of significant economic benefits, including increased tourism, job creation, and tax revenues. However, it also brings challenges and concerns that will need to be carefully managed, such as the social implications of gambling and the potential for increased crime rates. The public feedback period is a crucial phase in the legislative process, providing an opportunity for stakeholders and the general public to voice their opinions and concerns. The input gathered during this time will be instrumental in shaping the final form of the legislation. The Thai government's call for feedback reflects a commitment to transparency and inclusivity in the decision-making process, ensuring that the voices of the people are heard and considered in the development of this potentially transformative sector.